Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, March 7th, 2025. I have your host, James, here with you. We're joined right now by Todd Forcier of Forcier's Fishing Guide Services, LLC. We're going to talk a little bit about the fishing guide services he offers, as well as Walleye Days coming up in 2025. And Todd, did I say the last name right?
You did.
I did. Mark it down, Pam. I never get them up. Todd, thanks so much for joining us, man. I really do appreciate the time.
Oh, the honor's mine.
I have to admit to you, while I didn't, there's not a ton of things that I've adapted to here in Wisconsin in the 20-some years I've lived here. One of my favorite things is fishing. I love fishing. I don't get to do it nearly enough anymore. I'm here too much. But I love being out on the water. I love hanging out with the guys and going and doing it and everything. There's so much about fishing, I think, to enjoy. And doing a little homework on you and your business, I feel like you guys really hit on all the check marks of the things that I look forward to about fishing and enjoy. I was really looking forward to talking to you. Before we dive into the business and Walleye Days, can we get to know you a little bit? Where are you from? Tell us a little bit about yourself, Todd.
Well, I moved here in 1991, started my career here, retired now from the City of Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department, and got three daughters that are still in the area, so it's good to be near family. My wife now works at Postal Service down in Adams, and Wisconsin Rapids has been my home since 91, so...
Very cool. Thank you for sharing that. First off, thank you for your service. Appreciate you doing that and the work that you did there. Incredibly. I have a lot of respect for that industry and the people doing that work. And I also want to second that to your wife. It sounds like you're a family of people that work and give back to the community. That's pretty cool, man. And that's very helpful. We appreciate that.
Much appreciated.
When it comes to what got you to love fishing, what got you to be into this and want to give guide tours and some of these things, like I said before, I love fishing, but I never thought about doing something like this. What got you to want to take it to this extent?
Well, I think my dad got me into it, just like all our dads get us into some type of the outdoors, whether it's hunting of some sort and fishing. My dad gets all my credit for the love for fishing. And then I like to educate. And as you've seen and have read, you know, it's not just about catching the biggest fish or the most fish. It's how I approach it, techniques that I use. And if you apply those, you know, and time on the water, you know, you will put some fish in the boat.
Yeah, yeah. So with these tours, Scott, Todd, what are some of the things that people will experience? What are some of the things people can look forward to?
Well, I get a lot of people that Peatonwall Flowage is known as a walleye destination. It's actually Peatonwall Flowage, but you talk to some people and see some literature, it's labeled Lake Peatonwall. But remember, it's a flowage. It's flooded timber. So my main goal is to show them where to go, where not to go, where to go slow. How I approach the system far as fishing techniques, weather comes into play that can either make or break a day. But it's just the educational part of it, and that's something I take pride on.
When it comes to being out there, being a part of this service and taking this in, where do you guys go? You mentioned one location there. Is that the location? Do you go to other places?
Yeah. Mainly, I'm just here in central Wisconsin. So Peatonwall Flowage is my main, basically, we'll call it my home water. And then there's several different stretches of the Wisconsin River. For instance, here in town, we have what I refer to as a pool, a section of river between two dams. Once again, you know, take people out, educate them how to fish this area, the hazards, stuff like that. So if they do want to go again, by the end of our day out, they'll have enough knowledge and confidence to go back out.
It's really cool. And this is a really smart service as well. Now, I certainly a shout out to the DNR, to all the fishing programs out there that help kids from a young age learn and everything. But I don't think it's far-fetched to say that so many people were like you and I and what you mentioned before. Most of us learned from our dads or our papa, grandparents or something like that. And when it came to that, there were their rules and their kind of way of doing this. But there wasn't really a universal way of doing it, or certain things would just kind of get lost in the shuffle that you wouldn't talk about at, you know, where I was learning to fish at Lake Camelot over here in town. There were certain things that my pop taught me or whatever that not, you know, wouldn't have taught me at, or would have taught me a different thing at a different lake or a different area, a body of water. So giving the opportunity to young people, to anybody, to be able to kind of get just that overall understanding of this and everything, no matter where you are necessarily, is helpful, along with that specific, the specific details you can give about certain areas.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the biggest change lately in the fishing industry is the electronics. I mean, now we have sonars that we can drive by and I can see a fish out, you know, 80 feet from the boat. Mm-hmm. You know, and they have forward-facing sonar, so you can see them as they swim and you can target them. The industry, electronic industry, has changed the game of fishing.
We have Ross Provost from Bird and Eights on once in a while and everything. With the expo coming up, we had him on this Monday. And it's one of the things I've talked with him the most that I didn't see coming. I didn't realize how much the tech industry had impacted fishing and everything. It's really interesting.
You know, the size of the screens. I mean, now we're adding more batteries to the boats, lithium batteries. It's, you know, just like anything else in life, you know, it changes and that.
How have you adapted to that with your services and just in general?
I have the forward-facing sonar. I have the side scans in my boat. You know, that's what gets us through the day. You know, I get the goals of the client, and then from there we go out and I kind of create a milk run, if you will, going out. And then side imaging, I'll show them this is what fish looks like. You know, there's only maybe two here. Let's keep moving. Let's find a pod of fish. Forward-facing sonar, I show them. So it's not just fishing and how to catch fish. Sometimes it's just about electronics, too.
Yeah. I want to get to those main goals you mentioned there in a second, but real quick, something we kind of talked about in our pregame a little bit was something that I read from your website and some of the comments that I've seen about your commitment to catch, photo, and release. Can we get a little into details of what that is and what that means?
Basically, that refers to the muskie side of it. So it doesn't matter. The legal size muskie here in our area is 50 inches. So if you catch a 52, I'm still going to push. We catch, photo, and release because we can take all kinds of measurements, all kinds of pictures, and we can get a graphite fish made, and that fish is still swimming for somebody else to enjoy it. The walleye side of it, you know, everybody wants, I mean, that's the main fish to eat. I mean, it's delicious.
It is. Yeah.
But during a walleye run, you know, we'll promote, I'll push, let's release the females because they're full of eggs. So that's, you know, saving the future for my kids, your kids, grandkids,
absolutely,
so on and so forth. So crappie, same thing. Any fish that is we catch and it's spawning in their time frame, we'll look to release the female side of it.
It's really smart. And thinking about not just us, but the future generations.
If we don't watch out for them, who will?
Right. I love that. One of my favorite quotes, we don't plant trees for us to see them grow. We plant them for our kids to see them grow.
Like, exactly.
It just reminds me of that. That's very cool. Todd, there are some main goals that you have for your clients and for people coming out on the water with you. Can we talk about those main goals?
Sure. So like I said, as they book the day, I'll find out why are they here in Pete and Walt. So maybe they just want to learn how to run the river, what to look for. We don't have weeds here, but we have timber. So how do I fish timber? I need to show them that. When they're musky fishing, I'm real anal on a good proper cast.
Yeah.
Because if you can cast all day long and cast properly, it's going to save a sore back, and maybe that will default you from not going out again. I get their list and I try to achieve their list. And if we catch fish, that's a bonus in my eyes, but I go out and show them how to run it. For an example, show them how to tie a jig. I mean, I'll show them, I'll cut it off and I'll make them tie it. You know, the hands on, that's how we learn.
Yes.
And we'll do electronics if they want to learn electronics, stuff like that. So I always try to find out what their goal is, achieve their goal. And then everything above that is a bonus for the day.
Yeah. If people want to know more, if they'd like to start booking with you or something like that, how can they do that?
You can give me a call through the website. It shows how to contact me, too. I'm old school. I love to sit and chat with you, find out, and then we can kind of accomplish your goals, get some intel from you. A deposit is required that locks your day in, whether it's a half a day or full day. And then I'll be in contact with them 2-3 days out, usually with the weather report. Make sure they got everything. I'll send them a Google drop pin and where we're meeting. Sometimes they're coming from the north and I'll meet them at a box store parking lot and they can follow me down, ride with. So I just try to make it an enjoyable day for them.
You really cover all bases. You really do. Like, this is, you think of everything, and what whatever you might not know or whatnot, you're giving to the client and letting them kind of, hey, this is what I'm looking for. This is, it's really tailor-made. It's really
well,
nice.
Well, it's, you know, lessons learned from the past, just like anything else. You know, I get some people that were upset. All right, why were you upset? You know, and then I make adjustments and I apologize, you know, and, you know, if they weren't happy, let's get out again.
Yeah. You know? That's smart business. We just don't always see it.
Yeah.
But it's very smart business. It's really cool. And encourage you to check out their website, everybody. You can find out more information about this. You can book your trip, pre-trip planning. It's all there for you. You just go to forcierfishing.com. That's F-O-R-C-I-E-R fishing.com. All one word. I just tested this out, threw it into my search bar, and it popped right up. So even if you're not getting too close in the spelling, it will pop up pretty quickly for you. Encourage you to do that, bookmark that page, and start making those plans, everybody. It's getting nicer and nicer out there.
So. Oh, it's looking good, especially next week.
We're speaking with Todd Forcier from Forcier Fishing Guide Services, and one of the things we wanted to talk about in our conversation today was Walleye Days coming up. Todd, one of our favorite events in the Nakusa area, an event for the people of Nakusa, by the people of Nakusa. We love this event. What are some of the things we have to look forward to in Nakusa Walleye Days this year?
Well, hopefully we get some water so the river fills up.
I mean, it's number one on the list.
Yeah. Mother Nature will dictate that. But you got the chance of catching, you know, enough fish for a meal. You know, the restrictions or the amount of fish you can keep changed a couple of years ago. But get out, enjoy sport fishing. So, I mean, historically, when times are tough, people still went fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, enjoy. Go fishing with family. Take a kid fishing. That's the future of the sport, is get them kids out there and applaud them and get out. Walleye Days, it's coming up and it's going to last. There's several events throughout the 2, 3, 4 weeks it runs, I believe. Mm-hmm. There's a kids fishing. There's some other tournaments running during that. And just come down and explore our area here between Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards. Check us out.
Couple of notes there, just to piggyback on things you said that I really appreciate. One, the idea of keeping this alive with the younger generations. Here's the perfect opportunity to do it. You know, getting them out there on the water, seeing other adults doing this. No matter what their age, those kids' brains are sponges, and they're soaking all this in. And they're going to see you having a good time. They're going to see you interacting with neighbors and strangers and things, and having some fellowship, some camaraderie and everything.
Oh, absolutely.
And you touched on the history of fishing, and I'm a sucker for history, man, so you teed me up there. One of the things that never gets lost on me, no matter what lake I'm on, no matter how old I am doing this, is that how many people did this before me, maybe on this very lake I'm working on and everything, and I'm fishing on and stuff. And there's something not only cool, but they take pride in that. And every opportunity to take pride in our roots, pride in our area, or pride just in general, in human history. That's what you're doing with fishing. You're not just having a good time. You're not just out there enjoying yourself and maybe getting your dinner. You're out there keeping history alive.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, I learned this from a map company, Fishing Hotspots. I knew a couple guys there. And, you know, when times are tough financially, it's people still went fishing. It's kind of a way to de-stress.
And all this we get to celebrate through Nakusa Walleye Days, going on March 22nd through April 13th. It's our annual fishing tournament with prizes and a kids' fishing day, as Todd was mentioning. Their Easter egg hunt and 5K run will be April 19th. That'll be going on as well. That's going to be a lot of fun and fun to watch as well. Even if you're not participating, it's a lot of fun to watch. The 5K run are always great, and appreciate everybody running those. Easter egg hunts with kids are always entertaining. I wonder sometimes if they're more for adults than kids, just because of how much entertainment we get out of them. It's great. Another great opportunity, bring the kids down there. They're experiencing all this. They're seeing all this. Even if they're not fishing, they know the event is about fishing.
Right.
And really helping to get that through, again, those sponges' brains and everything. Midwest Fest going on June 22nd. A summer picnic at the Riverside Park full of live entertainment, food and beverage vendors, family fun activities, and plenty of other great things. Want you to bookmark that, everybody, and keep that in mind, as well as Nakusa Christmas a little bit later in the year, some of the great things going on in the Nakusa area. But when it comes to Nakusa Walleye Days and this event, We want people to be a part of this one for all the things that Todd and I have been talking about here, but keeping in mind as well of how much these events help our local areas.
Oh, yeah.
We're all attached at the hip, whether we're talking Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, any of these surrounding areas. And while when our high school teams play, we have rivalries and we, you know, come at each other or whatever, make no mistake about it, we survive together. We survive together. We lean on each other. It is important that we do that more and more. And one thing that I try to do, and I think our station tries to do, while we broadcast from Wisconsin Rapids, we represent all these areas. And it's important to us to do that, to make sure that our people in this town are going to that town and vice versa. All of our economies are tied together. We might as well help each other and have a darn good time while we're at it. So when you're doing these things, regardless of where you're listening to us having this conversation, you come on down to Nakusa, have a good time, enjoy it, bring the family, and know that you're helping your whole community wherever you live. This is a fun event. Todd, is there one part of this event? You've been doing this a long time. Is there a part of this event that you look forward to the most or anything?
I just look for the biggest thing, we touched on this earlier, is, you know, I'll get families. Not necessarily the full family, but I'll maybe get a dad and daughter, dad and son. And then more of the summertime when the vacations come in, the kids are out of school, I'll get a lot of family time. So it's getting these families out, showing them what we have to offer, showing them how the fishing is down here, and educating them.
Want to remind everybody too that if you want to be a part of the tournament, you want to the Jim Freeman tournament registration, that is available for you, along with registering that big fish once you catch it. Kids Fishing Day. You can find out all the information for that at fornnakusa.org. fornnakusa.org. Go there to find out all this information. Keep up to date on this and maybe make some plans for as you're planning this out. It's a big event and there's a lot of days of it, so you want to kind of plan this one out a little bit. In fact, they have a walleye days map that you can check out just to help you do that, everybody. So go ahead and head on over there. Did want to say a thank you to everybody involved with this event, like you, Todd, that are helping make this happen. Certainly a thank you to all the volunteers out there. And while, not to put you on the spot, but don't know if we need more volunteers for this event or not, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw out there that we might, because every event could always use more hands on deck and everything.
Absolutely.
So if you are looking to volunteer, you're looking to be a part of this, I encourage you to, again, go to the website, reach out to them. There's plenty of about you, about us, and ways to contact people to find out more information about that. Mention the Facebook page as well. That's another way. You can direct message people through there. And, of course, like that page and share their posts on your page. You never know who might see those things otherwise. And, Todd, with your business, again, before we wrap up here, I want to remind everybody that you can be a part of these fishing guides and take them in. One of the things we wanted to make sure to mention, Todd, is that this is available quite like year-round, isn't it, I believe, or just about year-round?
Just about. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've been out already, and I'll be going out, you know, in the coming days. You look at the temperature, and you just got to get out, right? You know?
Yeah.
And then once, you know, to the fall, October, November, depends what Mother Nature gives us. You know, if the boat landings are still open, we're still launching.
It's been a while since I've been jealous of a guest. The second you said that, I immediately just was like, oh, he's been out there already. That's awesome. That's awesome. I do want to remind everybody as well about the Kids Fishing Day. I was waiting for my computer to pop back up here. The Jim Freeman boat landing is where this will take place. Pre-registration, you do that and you get a free t-shirt, tons of giveaways for the first 150 kids, including minnows with a gallon buck, brothers bait, and all kinds of cool stuff. This is all happening thanks to some amazing sponsors and some amazing people putting back into their community. A big thank you to all of these businesses. When we encourage you to buy local, support local, this is what we're talking about. Businesses that support these kind of events. Support them. They support us. Let's have their back like they have ours. And Todd, before we let you go, was there anything else you wanted to touch on? Did we cover everything?
I think we kind of hit anything. And if anybody's got any questions, I mean, the website's got my email. You can text me if you're looking to book a day. We've got offer full day, half days. I mean, I'm entering my 32nd year of guiding, so I've been down there a few times. But yeah, if you're be happy to take you out and show you what I know.
I'm already thinking of what my goals would be, because I want to see. I want to go out there, man. I got to check this out. I cannot wait, and I cannot wait for Nakusa Walleye Days. Really do appreciate the time, man. And again, thank you to you, your family, everything you guys put into the community. We appreciate that. And good to hang out with you, Todd. We'll talk in
appreciate
soon.
It.
Again, you can find out more about Forcier Fishing at forcierfishing.com. And be sure to register and find out more about Nakusa Walleye Days. You can do that by going to their Facebook page. Just type into your search bar. And, of course, you can go to fornakusa.org. That's fornakusa.org. Be sure to get on over there and enjoy Walleye Days, everybody. Be sure to be listening next week, everybody, for more jam-packed, fun, informative information for you with Midday Magazine. A big thank you to all of our guests this week, all you listeners out there, and a special thank you to the heart of WFHR, our head scheduler, Pam Hilke, and the amazing work she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam, and appreciate all you guests. And keep in mind, we were always open to new guests and new people joining us. If you have ideas or if you are somebody that would like to join us on Midday Magazine, encourage you to reach out to us. You can do that the way you get us your birthdays and anniversaries and everything else. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, email us, or give us a call in 715-424-2600, or get in touch with our front desk at 715-424-1300. Again, thank you to everybody for listening all week long. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week, 4 to 5, right here at 97.5 FM WFHR.